Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Father, we honor you for today. Every hand lifted up wants to appreciate you for your love, your kindness, and your mercy. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. You are God all by yourself. As a matter of fact, the life we are enjoying, we are grateful. Say it, yes, and quiet, we say. Nanka Yemfra Nankian said, Idipa baby, a woo, Nipabia, and you see so, a baby, a yefuno, and so I do you know no crap. Ah, what do you tell me, you know, and sigh. It is a wootie in Senku in Pintini, or sorry, I yea, ya were mad of for ye de brewa, a fantasy. Ye crack her for yet was say, Yam quaggy a father by yet was say. Bemena yedwase efade na ashuma so omra se beka sachira safui maybe nkamen yi maybe nkaye nuanu mu ewa bru chiri ba bia wasem yi nten itufo eken ni mu ya omaso nsenchire ni ewe yesu de mo adominante amen hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You are welcome to church. Shall we be upstanding for the reading of God's word? Reading our foundation scripture from John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. As a moment, King Kan, ye free Johannes and Itra, Yedumi, and we more yet do no, and yet do no backo, and some panel said, Yohani treated Breno, Nitra, Yedumi, and we more yet do no, near do no backo, Tifia treated and said, and quite free were woman, and tear radiosum. Was an ahena phobi, or Honoma, or Bab Fashion, as him so, or Babe, sorry. One were Bab Philip, who free Bethsaida, and what Galilean ancient were a catcher and said, Wuda, ye per se, your honour years was Wabe Philip, who free Bethsaida, what Galilean. In chain, the catcher in the set, Uda, Yepes, Yehunu, Yesu. Let me go further and read you Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, the Bible said, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. I'm going to ask all of you to take your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It is a great honor. So many let me go straight to the point and speak to you the word of the Lord. When I put the life in which we in right now, they call it SWOT analysis. strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. If I put the life in which we are living in right now, the time in which we are living, we have strengths. As children of God that we have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, He has come into our house. He reigns in our lives. We'll be our strength. And so they say, when you are here, we'll be strong. Say any panama, am I what dance? Say any pano, am I we any puff fro? Will be the air Casanyansa, will be the air Casanim dear, will be the air Impejae, will be the air Nimotia, will be one more winning the entire Nipadono, sir, Nipadono keke. They just love you, you are favored, and all stuff like that. That is your strength. Weaknesses, we have so many weaknesses, you know, as black people, as Christians, we have so many weaknesses. One of the weaknesses is that we do not support each other. We cannot support each other's business. We are too sectarian, too, you know, tribalistic. We are too, you know, ethnocentric. We are too much into we're timid, we're coming. We are too petty and too childish. If you look at the things that goes on in this nation, it's too petty and too childish. Sometimes, you know, it is, and you will have to talk about it. You know, when you look at the African continent as a whole, when I look at the uprising in Nigeria right now, it bleeds my heart, and we're praying into it and making intercession for them, ladies and gentlemen. The reason is because when I look at that particular thing, I see the weakness of Africa, because the black man does not support its own. I was so blown away the other time when George Floyd, our brother in the United States, passed on, and we were all crying for justice for George Floyd. And then, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, emerged in the United States of America, and people were talking justice for George Floyd, and they were screaming all over the place, and you know, because we needed justice for George Floyd. You cannot be killing human beings like animals, and so he needed justice. But I was so amazed that, you know, a forum was held in this country. You know, a venue was hired and decorated red and black. And George Floyd's picture or banner, you know, was placed in there, printed. Huge! Placed there. And said, justice for George Floyd, Black Lives Matter. I was wondering and thinking, you know, what kind of absurdity is that? Where is the justice for the Takoradi girls? Where is the justice for J.B. Dankwa Edu? Where is the justice for Professor Yaubene? Where is the justice for Marcus Sogakope? Where is the justice for Marco Furi in Takoradi? Where is the justice, you know, for all these people who died, including this particular MP who recently was murdered in brutally cold blood at Mankese? Is a justice that we can hypocritically divert very quickly to be talking justice for George Floyd. Very interesting. And look at George Floyd. Who she are here? Who in the Bible she are? Who in the cool school? Who in the tune said it? Find out who she are, George Floyd. Yeah, you wanting justice for him, you know. And I'm looking at our brothers and sisters being killed in Nigeria like rats, and nobody is crying for justice for them. Because when it's coming from a particular location, then we need justice for. I realize that it's a weakness among black people. I was saying in the first service, you know, one of the things is that when you can, when you want to detect the sign for jealousy, envy, is when somebody is breaking forth and breaking through, and somebody is depressed and angry about it. Angry! We hear you on the air, will be time. Just like that. We hear anybody here. We hear the buffo. We hear the time. It's a weakness. When I look at the opportunities, we are blessed with, you know, amazing honors. When I look at the people who have ruled this nation, I see bright minds. When I start from Dr. Nkrumah, I see a phenomenal gentleman. And then it goes from his ousted, you know, when he was being ousted, I saw the emergence of some great guys. His Excellency, you know, Mr. Raphael Oleinu, he came into office for just about a few months, and then His Excellency Akufo-Addo Senior. Then we saw the emergence of people, because Nkrumah came out, you know, by one of the generals also came into. And then I look at the emergence of all that, and look at the presidents that have come after. It really amazes me. I saw that brilliant gentleman, Dr. Akufo-Addo Fabuzia, came into office. And then by the coup that came up, also brought in the generals. And so General Ankra, General Efrifa, General Kudue Champong, came up. All these guys came on board. General Kutoka, General Utuka, all these guys, even the people who did not rule this nation, that at least there were some contributions that were done. It is also something that we can talk about as an opportunity. Bright minds have been our leaders. The guys come up and they're doing amazing things. When you look at people like Dr. Lehman, and look at people like President Rawlings, came up to, you know, His Excellency John Adeyekumbu Kufuor, His Excellency John Atta Mills, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, His Excellency Nanadu Dankwa Akufo-Addo. I look at the leaders that have led this nation. When I drive through town, I see great opportunities. The potency of this nation is just an amazing one, ladies and gentlemen. Omanya Iwesika Koko, Yeo Fangu, Yeo Mframeja, Yeo Abunambo, Yeo Adenchemuo, Yeo Inya, Yeo Nchine, Yeo Nipe Winyansa, all over the place. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Then I bring the threat. So I'm putting this nation and I'm putting our lives into a SWOT analysis. And when I look at the threats, the things that are threatening our existence is enormous. I'm telling you. Threats! You know, it is so amazing. Even in threats, let's bring it down to our families. You know, threats. Now you have a generation where a woman can commit adultery behind her husband. It's a threat. You have a church where, you know, the preacher can, you know, purport all kinds of wickedness and still come back to the altar and still preach as if nothing happens. It's a threat, because we are losing the epicenter, that the pulpit is a place that God has placed His holy name, and that people cannot just, you know, do all kinds of crazy things and still return to the altar. We are preachers, a pet twakesia, nufutibribe, emma, woma hips akesia, and follow them through woma sen kramai, and still come back to the altar as if nothing has happened. Yeah, no man, maybe just a wooden one, sir. Any power within in Sato, so we shall have a day. Put a little base on the thing. Therefore, Mr. Pastor, the Papa Neko. Because and sort of fun open sort of fun ibi wagana with enchile chile funia kwanchile fun, it's all over the place. And ladies and gentlemen, let me use the opportunity to be able to, you know, tell everybody in this particular place, obia wotiga wenyamia maoni emedu sefa bobra. You have 10 assets. Because here they may cast some kitu webi naachiro. Obia wotiga enyamedu. And I want to use the opportunity to remind you of Nehemiah. Maybe I do not have the time, so I will do 5 of them. Number 1, life. And kwanwa ewo umuno is an asset that God has given you. The person, there is a police officer, what depoha, this morning, is don't show any pictures. Just, you know, Nanu Fieda and Waswoko, or I mean, he's a trainer at depo. He rides a motorbike. And so the guy rode, you know, his motorbike on the streets and just went. 11:45. Now, we come, you know, two trucks and a motor no pano. Instantly went under the truck. Truck in the so. When I show you, I showed it in the morning. It was too graphic for anybody to watch. I don't want to show it again. Now, she said, you need to pay a year. And so, why are you now? Why are you here? And so, it reminds me of Job 21, verse 23. Okay, I send me. My dream is something would be, but so, when you power, I want to know what I'm going to do. You know, I want to know what I'm going to do. And so, put it in this word. Job, the 21st chapter. I said, one diet in his full strength. Oh, I want to know. And so, I win my memory when I say, Yadian Kunipa. Yadian Kunipa. And being wholly at ease and quiet. Put in the next verse. The next verse, in the 24th verse. The Bible was talking about something in focus, please. Emphatically clear. Her breasts are full of milk and her bones are, you know, moistened yet with marrow. And in verse number 25, another diet in the bitterness of his soul and never eat it with pleasure. Mi kingdom some kakre bi achre me pese wodi wakoma no aso fa mi kito abi en tonu ewo mu no ene ma ye ni party asefo ene ma no ne ma akoba min kai obi aya mi wofa se je on she fridge mu obi an ka bi an she mu an ka se wofa ebetumi akoda fridge mu abre ye an ka ne grofo ekoba yi a onka ho she fridge mu en so no wa ho den ya wo koba en kwa no e ya de ba ko a onyame de ache wo sori ano pa de urade ya se nyoa ho de na ye ye wo bia wo tie mi ya dot ye Genesis 3:19 we are dot ye tutrum ni ya te wo Job 7:7 the Bible said we am frama won kwane yam frama cry don't forget Job chapter 7 and verse number 7 remember that your life is wind kai se wo bra bra no a wo bo no and kwanu a woke up, which we did in the idea, but we are emframa, we are wind. Ya Kaiser. And so the first thing that God has given you, you know, is the life you have. Number two, purpose. God has granted everybody purpose. The purpose is what makes us wake up in the morning to chase our dreams and vision, whatever that the Lord has given us. It is the purpose. But I know, and I'm sorry, but I will be at that. Yeah, you can go back to your computer or to your laptop and be working. But I know when you're media man, and I'm at me, yes, sir. The purpose, yeah, when you're the imagina, it is the purpose that God has given me. Maybe but times will be at you would din one more hem and I means make you come. A yabotaye. Will be the answer is washem radimaye a yabotaye. Will be the answer as you will be a word that Kofano no dimrika. A yabotaye. Ubian in a botaye. But botayanwa, ewa hono, is such that, you know, everybody in your purpose, you have three stages. The first stage is your formative stage. Everybody has that formative stage. You started life, you know, in a single room, in a chamber and hall, and, you know, suddenly everything began to form. You got, you know, your first girlfriend, first boyfriend, you know, you got married, had your first baby, and the process goes on, and that is your formative stage. Will be our a story to tell. When the microphone is given to you, there is a story to tell, because you know your life has a formative stage. Number two, your life has a stretching stage. Will be a sisua na se niye meku ya o fai bibim se bibim no esiesie wo edi wanamonsi ye ema wiyam faswoni ishida iti wenyame du wobe fa you know Aquarius so or de wobe fa ya mu ye wua de wobe fa bibim I'm a wet mea huno bibi, and ya bibia, and ya riasenu anewaho. God will give you the opportunity to be taken through a stretching period in the wilderness experience. I'm telling you, me say, ube fe bibi mua, unu wa, but I was say, senye nweni, ube fe, minu waka say, ibin nembimpa, ube on ma unu ne kama, unu ne kama, but ne hujano pa. What tear condition was said here? You know, a condition, boy, Bensumi, you know, hey, fifth prame. A condition, Bonsu, fifth prame. To be Ujano! And then the last stage of your, you know, purpose is going to be your settling stage. And that is where, when you come to that point, you begin to make a significant impact. That is where you grow from survival to, you know, success. And you go to relevance and significance and all that. Then your name, just your name, begins to open doors. Just your name, Udinkeke, Yebu Udinkeke, it opens doors. If I go to a place and I just mention a name, that name, just the name, can open a door. That by the time you have come to that place, you are extremely significant. You are going to leave your legacy in the soils of posterity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is just amazing. You know, that is the purpose that God has given you. The sad thing with, you know, our people of my color is that instead of us following our purpose, bro, we turn from our purpose. And when we see somebody on his purpose, we desert ours and begin to emulate the purpose of somebody else. And one thing I want to say, we'll be called China. Now, you know, you're Jai Kantaman, to know, we'll be able to China. We be could Dubai kwan so no be ejai you togo kwan so na we be ever say could Dubai because we feel intimidated about the success of other people but obia and in the purpose. The third thing ya when ya me bedum obia wo ha is ideas. You know, Twitter was an idea. Instagram was an idea. Facebook was an idea. Yeah. XYZ was an idea. X mineral water was an idea. This way chocolate drink was an idea. Yeah. Zoom Lion was an idea. It was just an idea that somebody who thought that who thought that Dre will turn into cash. Where I live, Zoom Lion has built a factory and they process refuse and export it out of this country. They export it to Germany and to Holland and they use it for electricity. Imagine why I'm in TSES. Yeah, we are already struggling with electricity. Then and Grofwe export to Adia, Omo Mayibi, Abrayani, Ebolano. Well, what's your dream? So, what's the point here? Yeah, ball and no free of charge. No more cost is free of charge. And one more process, and one more export. Okon one machine, and it's a false bill, sir. And it's going for Germany for electricity and all that. It is an idea. It wouldn't mean Ganja, me say, me fear, then me fear, be for a sorry, a tiam, woman, di tiam, a brand one. When you're me, I'm an idea that makes you try, leap over walls and run through troops. I feel tia, semi. The fourth thing that God will give has already given everybody, and you're feeling what they babema is an opportunity. The best footballers are not Ronaldo and Messi, the best footballers are playing here at Fadama Park. The reason is because they have not yet gotten the opportunity yet. Make us a messiah, some soon to dear TDM making. Unipenya, Maminko Mikromubome. Na Minkongo, listen to this. Wouldn't you say a man who fell for one cram? Maminko Bomin Kongo fell for Muni baby. Namin Fran and Brankra, na mammy 1 hour pet, Namin CSC. Just 1 hour. Take the lady through, you know, body therapy and go through facial cosmetology and then, you know, hair treatment. Put a nice Brazilian human hair on the person. Fix a nice Dior outfit on the person and put a very good makeup on that person. Good nail therapy on that person. I mean, if I imagine a TV and I'm near here, I'm off. A client will be near you. I'm telling you. And therefore, when you wake up every morning, you should be grateful and thankful to God for the opportunity you enjoy. Let me use opportunity to say this. The fourth thing, or possibly the fifth thing that God will give everybody that is sitting here is time. Time. Time is ticking. Will be to be sorry, Anopa. Was a mequaba who me drew. No, we name some time, you're limited. What time or so, and found baby, I would take, and found the power, and found the bra war, and found dinner war. It doesn't care about your notoriety, your influence, your position, and who you are. Time, no, so, aso. A bre. Let me talk to you, a bre. Mino woka say, a bre, so tiane. Every day, brunya bia, eba brunya ba ne ko. Na anu ya ye di brunya yi, brunya fofro ne ebe. Na brunya eba brunya eko abre ne so tie no, asemu ewo hu, eye hu asemu we nem nu se. Ube hu nu se wanu mu otwontwom. Edu de ye mi hu che ni na. Wo na anu ya ye wu ye, wan ye wo wu yi, wan ya dwene. Gray hair. Time is not on your side. I wish I can explain that. The time is ticking. The time is ticking. The time is ticking. We cannot overemphasize or underestimate it. The time is ticking. The time is not on your side. You will love to do certain things, but possibly you may have run out of time. Time, 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 time. Abrantie bia wo ye kwanso dwuma okokwanso ne niema efrie ye ba ne 10 containers ababe di Temaport. And you know, he's bought a very beautiful Mercedes, you know, it was a GL. That particular year model, GL class, is an AMG 63. Beautiful car. Black, charcoal black, chrome rims. Nice vehicle. O ka chere ne yire so baba be clear na you be TS car no. Wonne ne yire ya two Kumase. You know, o mo te ahensan area ho. Yeah, ye akam be tuna ke mo ne yire ye na two. Abrante bi ne condition was ye na ye ne driver e twi no ote a chire. He started the car. O mo ba Uma be drew, you know, as he aqua and imho. Terrible accident. Kebi overtaken umdiko shia guy Mercedes in him. Niri will fear be 1.5 hours when ya call. Bizanza DNS ye was say we ukroni as much as you say I was a bra bunsus is here. Was a DNS mapacho bras is here. Oko ya rhythm quan and chain nikunuka no na edani able to tie his wasro. Ye chabra a bre e vida ye chegu ni kunu funso or ne driver. One more bab and cry ababa be tia a ye sana umumi eluna no one more time my son womatana kabakum. Tim and one no. Ubianka sa containers naka. It to me mwama. Containers naka. Containers naka. Ne juma ya fuo. Womo ni womo ye yina. Womo ni yeja huko. Me se. E bre. Da wo shebre so. Fri yin wama yure mfri wongo. E tu yana me kre. Israel nyom. Psalm number 39. And verse number 4. Wakan se mi oho. Me de ye. Die kitu webi. Mfatu hum kitu webi. Na fi yapon osomono. Now look at what the Bible said emphatically. You know. He said. Me. Everybody mami unu. Mami unu me wye ye. Me person me hunu me wie ye. Ha ni ba wie ye anya fe. I'm telling you. Me hwa me papa ko eku sey. You want the pictures bebre wo me fie. E bre no one wo ya brand here driving a Mercedes E220 or E200. Na o hye suitwa. Me want the pictures wo me fie a. Me hwe ko eku sey Samson William or say any you know of Adebra. Omumie nunu omo call lodge omo ye lodges na me hwe omumie nunu mu gina ho in suit double breasted suit na me ye ko fidro nya wo na wo di kan be she suit e bi ye di wani mu kan yesu so ma ho so pero mo ase na me hwe ni suit e she no na wo ko no omo ba sabra no na women be what na e ma ye di enya mo na mo hye mpena twen ase ebi atwe bi chen mo. I'm serious. Ebi atwe bi chen mo. Enne ade ba ko e ha Ghana wi nya atwom ne hwehwe ni moto nchen ya. Enno ne ye yade ye kase ye. Hypocrisy. Enne ye yade ye kase ye. Wi no to nchen ya. Ade a e ha yen e ya akono bone. Ya ayase ayantam agedim atopa. Enno na e pianie. Ubetie, they say, and on a make catch them. And on a make catch you. Now, Papa, Ubetimi, Ayane Friday drew where two bands who are filling tongue. Now, quell, and here, Oqua, chilling be what? Ubetimi chili, Quasia, then you ran one Santa came on my baby drunk. I bet 12 made you muscle. And I'm sure could say or tell them we didn't finish yet your crown crown, Yamia Domu, Nasi, who are the channel. Dear February, now we didn't finish Yaha. 100 years. But they say, you know, and the people that are put around him to assist him because Onuangasa cannot do certain things. Yeah, he needs to be assisted. What the Adrian Messiwa was a Mimpewi, no Akofafo Fraba or Simimpewi. What to me, Yana, Winyadi or Bepenua, you know, a Dawa Penua, no Abidi, a Dawam Pen was a Tetishamano. Obi a wahyɛ suit to pain. Obi a wahyɛ Kwame Nkrumah senior work supervisor pain. Ase tete hyɛ ma no. Ne tete hyɛ na no. And I know maybe I call omo ye pensioners meeting. I'm then call ye. I'm then could do pensioners meeting. Maybe here pensioners in me say, "Yeah." Say with ye we you. What you mean, Nante? What you mean, Unipa? Me, yeah. Pensioners in the
A bread,
dear Danny, Who was thrown there or China now with the phone? Susichina, oh, not do nipa. Nipa, yashe. Nipa, and seve.
Do nipa.
People will come to your christening. People will come to your party. People will come to your celebration, your wedding anniversary. People will even attend your funeral and your money will not show up.
Donipa. Ebre.
Ebre. Na me kwa yeme depo ha. Ya shebi num kadita. Ibiti wiche emu. Na papa ba akwa ye boni pampas. I'm sorry to disgust you this morning. Na me kwa ye abroni pampas. Ni ya dani nebutu ni etini tru mubingi. And this guy has been an ambassador before. And I'm saying, yeah, Your Excellency, would you move in here? Because to be an ambassador, that it carries the complimentary title of Excellency. Excellency, do you mind here, do you, honey?
Time!
The Bible said, we are afraid. We're drawing wash our tidy and walk off our wapes. Oba akokura obetene wansa na obi ahye watade na wakukuru wode wakọ baabi a wompe se wokọ afi mamenka de ade etosu nsia wonyamede domo enkwagye enkwagye nam kristo mu but wode mawa wonfa nhye wansa wode to wakyere na wo wachu so Deuteronomy chapter 11 26 Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 26. A kind of we are the assembly now, but a year. Also, behold, I have set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. A curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside of the way which I commanded you this day and go after other gods which you have not known them or you do not know them. In verse number 30, the Bible makes a submission. And in this submission, this is it. It shall come to pass when the Lord your God, thy God, have brought thee into the land, whether thou goest to possess it, that thou shalt put the blessing upon the Mount Gerizim and the curse upon the Mount Ebal. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 10. I'm reading that also. Once I finish that, I am done. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. When thou hast eaten and thou art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Next verse here, very interesting. Imagine why I was
saying,
Now, will you then free with a doing young coupon? Now, the dinner man, some na shedia, and then a temudia, so shedia, a TNE. Now, verse number 12, a very interesting verse. Look at what he said. Or say, least when thou art eating. So, why say ye ne did me? Yeah, now we see a dying papa tenemu. In the next verse, the Bible said, na usika dorso, na unyain dorso, na we japa dia dorso. Ah, verse number 14. The Bible said, "Na wakuma ampeja na umeti ankosro a hantai ane jwe amauso na wankasa wahuodene ena adiaye." Verse 18. You know, he said, interesting in verse number 18. Move there. But thou shalt remember the Lord your tie. Everybody, we nyankopon one emeutumi ahuodene emeudidiye. I end with Romans chapter 10, verse number 9 and 10. Very profoundly prophetic. Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse. This is very interesting. The Bible said, if you will confess with your mouth that Christ Jesus is Lord, and believe in you with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Sometimes when I look at a woman and the undertaker is a man, and there is no more dignity like privacy, and the undertaker in the shower, when you were coming, you were naked. You shall return naked. Dust will return to dust. Ashes will return to ashes. And so in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 6, the Bible makes a submission. And in that submission, he said that the glory of man, what is a grass? Whether you are saved or not, that revelation is true about everybody. Flower. I like the next verse. Or say, no na wira no ebepo. The flower will fade, the grass will wither. Itian wa kan wo Thessalonica fonguma edika etrenum. Or si enim se. As I see soon to my day, ye be jiri. Na se ye nye jiri a verse 1. Ye won a day be wasurwa. Yam fans in his ear. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1. Bring it on. Let's work and then let's close. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. Thessalonica fonguma, yeah. Okay, 2 Thessalonians, brother. Let's see that because it's not this one. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 1. Quickly move there because it's a submission I'm finishing with. And then we are done. Any help? 2 Thessalonians doesn't have 5. Okay, let's do 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, because I want to really read it. 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Okay, try 2nd. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's not part of my submission. I'm just quoting it. And 2 Corinthians 5, 1. Yeah. Ye dim se yasa asisun to madan ye se wo jiria. Ye wo fie bi wo sura ya mfan sani si ye min chema wo bi nguan sama pirichiwe. If it's any panu away, we don't want it. Onte. And Steve, we will sing nice song. Oh, honey, my friend, come help me. Na me ye wo fe ma, ma sa si me a hebi. Mi ni fi pa wo ha, oh ha, oh bre a mani. Na ye di tu a kwa, oh suru o ne nyami. Be ma ma hu. Na omo de na kwe yi, women fellowship for abodon na crying. Yeah, go be dre. Sister found out, yeah, Yanubeko. She ain't so quiet.
na we require for mo kofa mo bai na sister down mo tunyum ma ko chem nyame ma wo yembu ofu e many down go na go for tunyum wo awo awo e wie ya na e di fried rice. Hey, mo hunti mi ya mi mama ho akoko nam. If you fried rice, we be unu say reception. I say ping ping, what's in ping ping, bam bam, ping 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 ping. Is at hand. I'm going off now. And I want to thank all of you for coming to hear God's word. Crusade last week. This crusade every day, every week. Once every week. This week we're having two crusades. Last week we were at Kasoa, at the main Kasoa bridge, Nase, overpass, no, Ase. We hear crusade. Now, the corner you preach, and I'm here. Ese ma fori bono ehun hia me adofu obi na akikens ka bom na wo ma penema aye de mfidi aye de kasa ene wo de ama me costed almost about $30,000 nti maybe de sesa na me de ko ba bi ya na me kwa kwa ye adwuma no a adwuma na ye mera ma me iti me kwa me se enya wa fori bono ade ya ba ku pe na me hwehwe firi ni pe ehi ahe ni na eni pe hwe yi na. Repent, amend your ways. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 4. Amend your ways. Muma mone ye musubai enye ye. Amend your ways. Jeremiah 7. Let's go to verse 4. Okay, we are in 4. 5. 5. And let's build up. If you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, amire sebi ye timi treaty in ye anum. Oh. Oh. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Ubi timi wari ubi nene nebobra wasime mpe ubi yem. Majem huni yemena. Nyami nyane niyema sao. Nyami chile sisi ye. It wouldn't say we'll be crying now, Fano. Uko circle, ha. They say market in a good circle. T. Omo, a movie. It be Omo de Co Oxford Street, Usu. Uba Domeha, you know, girls see Oma Beline up. And now, you know, Nankomo back out of her, but a home so a good. It is sport to be also her, Oma line up. Namaya said, me person in your mobile crusade, the boss. Friday, Omo de Bosso, and I'm assuming the crusade in a boss. Now, my check you on my speakers, and then we saw more about 4 pairs. Men saw me almost about 10 pairs. It me drew 20 speakers, and I had no make payment. Me the big one, I'm the big one, me beam. I'm so be our pen quack quine in tea. More and more pair drum, my mona must say a quan so. One such a magnificent so quine be over 10 pennies where we and you work on. Any I may say, any a year before I don't know, I'm better. Because momo bo tim na me so me de Christo ho nsem aba na me speaker na no danger mo de ani tim me biem make nyam se ma chere mo be bia me ko bia shawofo. Prostitution is a big cartel in this country. I am not joking. And I'm your cook ma se ekoye asenka kakra na ye ba na me so me City Hotel enim ho. Ye free main road so near Fabo Mukwai. I feel ye call your sisters and then line it up. Friday night. Line it up. Wouldn't tears here. And so I'm not going to be sitting in church fighting over petty things when souls are perishing. I have work to do. I have a lot of work to do. Akra hu adwuman American wasam. Say a good amen. Such a wagon, than when you only anaka and say, repent. I don't, bro, for now, I have no drana.
Catch him and say, amend your ways. Hallelujah. The Lord is at hand. Amend your ways. All right. I'm going to, you know, ask you to put your right hand on your chest and commit your life into the hands of the Lord. From now to 31st December, to Unshevra Densa. But the brain where you to your Unshevra Densa, and so near catch the Ura Densa. CNCA Makwai, Mamakwai, and Tekwawenim. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. God, my strength and redeemer. Mamakwai, and Meneye, and ye, Ewawenim, Nasreni, Jesus, and Inti. For Christo, ni CNCA, me. For Christ only sees him. Yeah. For Mojani Jari, for our Fufre Jari, Jeremy, Jeremy. And I know Jeremy and Masako to do to him. I have backslided, gone back. Jeremy, Jeremy. Me pursue Jeremy on Grung. Be one of me a mumpire, be one of me a mumpire. Salvation is an individual thing, oh, Mr. Dew. It be as someone would tell you, it be an one tinibu. As someone what tea, a beer. TNA, a beer, now one son tinibio. As someone what TA, a beer, now one son tinibio. And you ever had in casa, and you ever had in casa, and you ever had in casa, and you ever had in casa. And ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and fill your life. This is an opportunity. This is a lifetime opportunity for salvation to be solidified. For your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh yeah, this is the time. Ask the Holy Spirit. Yeah, come on, let's do this and then we are done. Let the Holy Spirit just anoint you, strengthen you, fill you. Afei adesrade bi a wo de ba nyame ani mfa to awurade ani ne tu hwe awurade nsa se efri awia ya e de kokopem na wotwe se ne se bo ne nkan yen o how em men yen to madan awurade emfa de shimoja ne nya bambo hwesie obi a wo betu kwan akoba bi se se kura de nya akwento na no akwenhye bi esi wo awu oshi ha eni pa fall gone. For men no de shimoja nfa ukunu no ka bia wutwi trotro bia betenem ba bia be kodie da kuma sofani na abrewrade anem. The Bible said commit your ways into the hands of the Lord and your thoughts shall be established. Bring it before the throne of God. Come on. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's finish our service by praying for this country. We make an intercession. This morning we prayed for Ghana and we are asking God. We even made intercession this morning for Nigeria. And we are asking that the justice of God and the intervention of God should prevail. Ends us now. Police brutality and absurdity. Let it all end. Yeah, because Nigeria deserves better. Let's pray for this country. 7th December, we're going to the polls and we want to lift our country before the throne of God. Wherever you are, only 30 seconds, I want you to pray for our country. Can you do that? Only 30 seconds. Only 30 seconds. Pray for the grace of God and the hand of God. Hey, Miura. Shiaye. Uno ya mobo. Hallelujah. All right. This morning we sang that hymn. My hope is built on nothing else but Jesus' blood and righteousness. Help me. On Jesus. That's right. Cry on Christ the soul. Lead rock. All
over the ground is sinking sun. All over the ground is sinking sun.
I sing it one more time. My hope is built on
nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Eternal trust, the sweetest
frame,
but holy
on Jesus' name.
On
Christ the only rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
All other ground. I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance in Christ Jesus. And so if you don't know Christ as Savior, or you want your sins to be forgiven wherever you are, can you kindly pray this prayer with me? Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This afternoon, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. So Father, I pray for your children this morning. I'm asking your hand of blessing over them like never before. In Jesus' precious name, we're a faithful God. I pray that your protection will keep us, even this nation. I'm asking in Jesus' name that you will arise with your outstretched sword against every blatant demonic assault against your people. I declare that no weapon formed against them will ever prosper. Thank you for your grace. And I thank you for new life and newness in Christ. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.